once the city commission just writes a check and hands it away, we can't hold anyone accountable for that. So that's what I'm concerned about. I'm not saying either way that, you know.
Ashley, do you go to the Lake Area Improvement Corporation annual meeting?
I'm going to.
But you've never been there before.
As far as I know, it's
open to the public.
Yeah, absolutely.
And advertised open.
Yep.
You go to the annual meeting of the Chamber of Commerce?
Like I said,
are you a member of the Chamber of Commerce?
I'm not, but I do think the Chamber's doing a lot of great work.
Yeah.
I don't have any qualms with the Chamber right now, but I do plan on attending the LIC annual meeting.
And that's the place to ask questions about reports and activities and those types of things.
Certainly.
Now, I have a question about voting. You have made the, I guess, insinuation that we should not be voting on something like this because it perhaps represents a conflict of interest any of the people seated here.
Yeah.
Our city attorney is not here to tell us what we can vote on and what we can't.
Sure. I'm concerned that money has been, and I don't know for sure, but I know that's
a problem. This is where the problem is. You're not sure, but you keep throwing out. I can't argue something that you're not sure about, and I'm not going to. But I'm tired of sitting here having you say, I think maybe, but if you have proof, lay it out, okay?
So
if you have proof, lay it out. There's a lot of things that you're insinuating to the media and on a tape that just honestly aren't true. And I don't think that's fair to any of us sitting up here. Now, if it's true, absolutely. You have a lot of very valid points, and I totally appreciate those. But you have a number of them that you don't have proof for.
I can't find proof. That's
you can't. But that's not fair to me that you threw my name out, that I in some way am voting on this because I'm getting it paid on the side.
I'm not saying that.
You said Scott Delzer, and you said his company gets paid for it, but you didn't know that my company did. You made an insinuation that I have to now argue against.
No, hold on a second.
Which is completely unfair.
Your company did the design work for Lake Air Improvement Corporation, correct, for the Discover Madison campaign. And you continue to represent them, right?
And we don't represent them. We give them in-kind development work as part of our Forward Madison money. So they don't pay us a thing. We don't work for them. It's in lieu of money, that's what we do. We built a website. And so I'm sitting here defending myself. It's not great because you sat up there and you made a statement that you didn't know anything about. And that is, well, you can sit there and make the face like you did, but you didn't. And that's the kind of stuff that hurts your cause. The rest of it's very good, but when you don't know and you make insinuations about people, that isn't right.
I was asking that if anyone has a conflict of interest, or feels they have a conflict of interest, that they abstain from voting on it. And
if that would have been great.
There is an appearance that because the LIC does business, whether that's financial or otherwise, with Bulldog Media, that there is an interest there.
If that's what you said, but I think the tape will show that that's not the words you used.
Okay. I apologize if I stated that differently. I apologize.
Any other questions, comments? I guess I had one more question. You know, Lake County also contributes to LEIC.
Yeah.
Did you voice your same opinions to the Lake County Commission?
I did not personally.
During their budget hearings?
Individuals from our group of concerned citizens did, yes.
I did not see any record of that. I wasn't at the meetings, but I didn't hear any record of people who appeared at the Lake County Commission meeting to oppose their contributions to LAIC.
I know that there were letters written. I don't know specifically. I was not able to attend the meeting, but I've been told by other people that they made their concerns. They expressed their concerns to the county commission that they do not fund the LIC with their $30,000, that they use that for other emergency projects, like because the county had a tight budget. They were looking at, you know, if we got to choose between ambulances and the LIC, you know, let's look at getting the ambulance and the radios and some of these things that are very substantial. And I know people that made those concerns to the county commission.
Okay, thank you. Anything else? Okay, you've heard the motion and the second that we adopt first reading of Ordinance 1515.